All right, we are live here at Jackson, Tennessee at an Alzheimer's conference. We are here with Ms. Pamela Hansen. She's a social worker, licensed clinical social worker from Wild Clarity Counseling. We'll be back in a few seconds. We're going to ask her, what does she do at the Wild Clarity Counseling? We'll be back in a few seconds, okay? We are back here at the Alzheimer's Conference with Ms. Pamela Hansen. She's a licensed clinical social worker from Wild Clarity Counseling. And I just wanted to ask her, what does she do? What does a clinical social worker do for Alzheimer's and dementia? So again, before we keep on going with Ms. Pam, could you please tell us again who you are, what you do, and where you at? So
yes, my name is Pam Hansen. I have a clinic in Lexington, Tennessee, and I provide counseling services for all ages. As long as the kids can talk, I can do my best to help them. And I also provide services in nursing homes in rural West Tennessee. I do supportive therapy, mostly with geriatrics and a lot of dementia patients in the nursing homes.
So what does, you know, we talk about, you got so different social workers. So what specifically do you specialize in? Is it geriatric? So how do they qualify to get your services?
Well, in the nursing homes, it's a state requirement that most of the residents have access to some sort of psych services. So there's also a psychological nurse practitioner in there, and usually that person and I will work in conjunction with medication counseling to help them live their best life while they are in the nursing home. And so I usually visit weekly or biweekly to do a little supportive therapy, you know, visit, encouragement, any whatever counseling really encompasses.
I wish I could be like a social worker, talk like you, soft spoken, just always hyper and everything. Like, you know, so anyway, I used to be at a nursing home, and then I'm like, I can't be a social worker, you know, because they so talk, they're nice, and I'm here, come on, let's go and stand up. So aside from that, Ms. Pam, do you, how do they get social worker? I know the state requires for every nursing home. So is there any specific diagnosis that they have to go and get those services? They can just call you and reach you to do social work or what do you call
like,
that?
Like consultation or answer? Well, I contract with entire nursing homes. So I am available for their population. So I don't just go to one nursing home for one patient. So I contract directly with the nursing homes to provide services for whomever they think. Sometimes they need help with adjustment because they move straight from home or to from a hospital to the nursing home. Sometimes they have difficulty adjusting, and there's loss of independence and grief and all kinds of things that comes along with that. Sometimes they're just into medications or to a new roommate or, you know, other kind of life stressors, just like we would have, even though we live independently. And sometimes they have trauma assessments and depression assessments and things like that. And usually the facility social worker will refer people to me that they feel need services.
What's, let me ask you this crazy question. What's the craziest case that you had recently? So I was just talking to a lawyer this week, and I asked him the same question. And she said, Michael, the craziest one recently is, I had to create a, you know, a paperwork and stuff like that for a dog to have a visitation right for each husband and wife. So how about you?
I don't have anything that interesting. I don't know. It's really hard because all this stuff is so confidential. I don't have anything that would be super exciting. Mm-hmm. That I probably wouldn't be able to.
Let me just ask you this: what is the your favorite case
that case?
You do want to deal with?
I have several. Mm-hmm. I have several favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
I also work in my office clinic mm-hmm. in the afternoons. I mostly do nursing home mm-hmm. during the morning hours, and I have clinic hours in the afternoon. I love older people mm-hmm. in general.
Mm-hmm.
I love reminiscing with them.
Mm.
I love hearing about gardening and mm-hmm. getting tips about things like that. So those are some of my favorite things.
There you go. There you go. I love that. I love what you said about reminiscing. It's very important. You know, we do it too in physical therapy. You got to find a therapist, a social worker, or a physician who knows how to do the reminisce therapy. It's very, very important. You know, it's you know, just the fact that you're reminiscing with them, the pictures, even the smell. You know, it's very important that you have that component too. You got different senses, you know, the visual sense, the hearing, the smell, the taste. And if you can incorporate that with your loved one who has Alzheimer's or dementia and create that reminisce therapy, not just the visual, you know, just watching TV or looking at pictures. If you can also add the smell part and the hearing part and the taste part, gosh, you're going to change that person's life. So,
absolutely,
Miss Pam, where can they reach you? Where can they find you? And I'm going to show your website too. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. So I do have a website and a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's wildclaritycounseling.com, mm-hmm. which is the same on Facebook. And my number is 731-624-1624. Mm-hmm. And you can call or text that anytime. It comes directly to me.
All right. Perfect. Again, thank you very much, Ms. Pam.
You.
Appreciate you. But before I let you go, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F. Find people that will bring out the best in you. Find the social worker that will bring out the best in you, because not all social workers are the same. Not all therapists are the same. Not all physicians are the same. But you got to find that specific niche of that person. So if you need pediatric, obviously don't go talk to me. You know, talk to, you know, pediatric therapy clinic, something like that. If you need geriatric therapy, obviously physical therapy, go to us. If you need geriatric counseling with regards to social work services, go talk to Ms. Pam, wildclaritycounseling.com. And next letter is letter A, take action. All this stuff that we're doing is not going to do me good. It's not even going to do her good if you don't take action. Take action by going to her website. That's the first thing that you need to do. Go to her website. Take action by calling her. What's your number again?
731-624-1624. Mm-hmm.
Very important you take action, because imperfect action beats perfect inaction. In everything in life, even in physical therapy, we can tell the patient, okay, you're going to make better, you're going to be so strong. But if that person, that patient doesn't actively take action, it's not going to make their muscle strong. We can passively move the muscle. We can passively move the joint. We can lift their muscles up, ask them to stand up. But if they don't take the action, it's not going to do them good. You need to take action. Okay, next letter is letter S. Share and subscribe. The more shares, the better. Share her website. Share her Facebook page, right? It's very important, because sharing is caring, right? So because it sounds cheesy, but it may not be applicable to you, but it could be applicable to someone else. Because when you're sharing it, you're sharing it because not because you need it now, because someday you'll need it for your family. You'll need it for your loved ones. You'll need it for your friends and family. Okay. It's very important. Mental health is very important nowadays, right, Ms.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And last but not least is letter T, is teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, you're actually understanding it more. And that's what Ms. Pam is doing here. She's teaching us how to take care of ourselves, teaching us how to, you know, self-care, right?
Right, absolutely.
Self-care is not selfish. All right. Again, thank you very much, my Facebook friends. Any last parting wisdom, Ms. Pam, for our audience?
Self-care. It's very important.
Self-care is very important. You heard it from the amazing Pamela Hansen now. So again, self-care is not selfish, ladies and gentlemen. Be awesome, be great, be excellent. And we'll see you around on our next show. Bye-bye.